Right, so remember, they were on a boat. And do you know, Jesus, even though Jesus is the Son of God and our ultimate superhero, the Bible says that Jesus was tired and he was asleep at the bottom of the boat. So I brought along this pillow. Right. So he was asleep. Do you want to just lie down there? Pop your head on the pillow. There we go. And he was asleep. But do you know what happened? The Bible says that it started to rain. I wonder if the Batman side, could you do some rain? So you need to tap your fingers like this. And it was raining. And hey, we know what rain is, don't we, over this weekend? Yeah, but this was serious rain. This was like a storm. And it's getting louder and louder. And there was, hold on, it was for that team. It was windy as well. Can this team do the wind? The friends, they were starting to get really scared. Can you be scared? They were, and the waves were crashing over the boat and they were tossing and turning and they were going, right, just stop the storm for a minute so I can tell you what happened next. They were so scared. Do you know, they actually thought they were going to drown. That's how bad the storm was. So, because this is what the friend said. The friend went to find Jesus and said, "Teacher, do you care about us? We're going to drown. Teacher, do you care about us? We're going to drown." Can you get up then, Jesus? That's right. Do you know, by the way, the storm was still going, but we're just being quiet so we can hear what we're doing. Jesus said this, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Can you do that to face the friends and go, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Faith is another word for trust, isn't it? He was saying, "Do you not believe? Do you not believe in me?" Right, this is where we need the storm to be going on, okay? Rain, wind, we've got the waves going. Friends, you need to be tossing about. Ah, we're going to drown. This is what happened next. Jesus said this, "Quiet, be still." Can you put your hand up to the storm? Quiet, be still. I think we should try that again, shouldn't we? Okay, get the rain going, get the wind going. Waves. Ah. Right. Quiet, be still. Do you know, let's just have one more turn at that, I think. Do you know, when this happened in real life in the Bible, it happened straight away. When Jesus said, "Quiet, be still," to the storm, it stopped immediately. Okay, let's get the rain going, wind going. Friends, ready? Quiet, be still. Do you know, I think that was really good. I think there might have been a leader who was making a noise there, maybe, possibly. Anyway, the storm stopped. Wow, the friends were really surprised. Can you look surprised? Wow, well done, yeah. They were so surprised. Do you know, they said to each other, can the friends talk to each other and go, look, who is this man? What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Can you go like this, like you're really surprised and confused? What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Even that storm, even the wind and the waves and all that weather, even those things, they did what Jesus said. He just said a word and it all stopped. It was amazing. Thank you very much for your acting. Give them a clap. Some good acting there. Well done. Thank you. Good lad. That was super.
What about this?
Oh, yes. Do you want to take your stick? this story, what was that special miracle that Jesus performed? A miracle is an amazing thing that ordinary people can't do. What was the miracle that Jesus did? That he stopped the storm. Well done. Point for you. That he stopped the storm. So I've got a question. You know, yesterday when it was raining all day, if you had gone into your garden or gone out onto the street and just went, stop, quiet, be still, what would have happened? Absolutely would have kept going, because we're just people, aren't we? So the story shows us that Jesus, he was a man, but he was also God, and who created everything, including all the weather and all the rain and all the storms. Who created everything? What do you think? Have a think. Shall I try somebody else? So, yeah, it was. So the Bible says that God created everything through Jesus. That's right. Jesus is the Son of God. And do you remember that those friends, they said, oh, you don't care about us, we're going to drown. And Jesus said, do you still have no faith? Do you still not trust in me? The point is, we can trust in Jesus. Just like Jesus was telling his friends there, I need you to trust in me, that I'm in control, that I've got all this power. We can trust in him. Now, that storm, it wasn't just a little bit of rain, was it? What did the disciples, Jesus' friends, think was going to happen to them? Why was it so serious? They thought they were going to drown. That's right. They thought they were going to die. They needed Jesus to save them. Do you know, each one of us, everybody, needs to be saved by Jesus. Not from a storm, but from our sin, which cuts us off from God and means that we're not friends with God. The sin that's in our hearts causes us to do and say and think wrong things. And that's really serious. But the point is that we can trust in Jesus to save us from our sin. We can trust in Jesus, who is our ultimate superhero, and he can save us from our sin. So that is the amazing story today that was from the Bible. So I think we should say a quick prayer, and then we can do our sheets in our group, okay? Let's say a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that Jesus can save us from our sin. Thank you that he is our ultimate superhero and we can trust him. Help us, each one of us, to do that. And help us now as we carry on this afternoon to enjoy what we're doing. Amen.